You are listening to Know You're Crazy. My name is Susan Dene. We all have crazy. What separates us is how we choose to deal with it. I'm going to be delivering engaging and actionable tools to own your crazy, treat your crazy, and turn it into your own superpower. I hope that you walk away from this show feeling the power and strength within you. And never forget to enjoy your journey because you are worth it. Hey everyone, Susan Dene here. Thank you for joining the Know You're Crazy talk show, where I like to talk about, I call it emotional recovery in the raw. Just simply, let's talk about what's going on. Let's enliven ourselves. Let's get some emotional elevation up in here. Let's do that. So today I'm coming from, I was just talking to Jessica on the show right before this, and she was asking me where I was at. And if, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but I just made a post that I'm in Oregon. We're in a, I'm in a hotel room right now, but right to the left of me over here is a beautiful view of the ocean. And I'm sitting here on my laptop doing a live show. And I went out on the deck about 5 minutes before I had to start this to just kind of get ready, get prepared, take a mental breather. And I thought to myself, man, do you know how many beliefs I had to uproot to be sitting here right now? And I'm just beginning. I'm just beginning. I don't know if any of you have made tremendous strides in your life in one of those four key areas that I like to talk about, whether it's been in the relationship area, the professional area, the health area, financial area. But when you really uproot a belief that is no longer serving you, then you make a change and you witness how many pieces fall into place for you. But also, I think the best part about that, even as you're witnessing everything kind of fall into place, is you begin to realize that you did this. You are capable of making a change. And at the core of that change, there was a belief that completely had to get uprooted. Many times, the beliefs that we think we have, that there's little beliefs, and then there's monumental beliefs. There's like an umbrella belief. And that's kind of where I'm going to start the talk tonight. I'm calling that belief the blanket belief, the core belief, versus the subsidiary beliefs, the ones that kind of trickle in after the big one is kind of taken in, and you say to yourself, I can no longer do this. And usually, you know, unfortunately, the beliefs that we end up uprooting are the ones because we don't feel good about it. We feel like life has dealt us a bad hand, and we reach a point of exasperation where we feel we cannot move forward. Often it's true when we get to that point. And you know, beat a dead horse here, but in recovery, we have that ultimate moment of sobriety, of that moment of clarity where we understand that we can no longer drink or drug, and that this has to go away. And if you spend any time in the rooms or listening to people who have recovered from addiction or alcoholism, many of them will share about that moment when they knew. You know, my moment was I was in a hospital room. My husband at the time had almost died from an overdose. And I'm 26 years old. I have a 1.5-year-old. I have a 10-year-old stepdaughter. You know, believe it or not, even though we're in this situation, I had been telling myself up to that point that I still had this thing, right? I mean, we bought a house that we couldn't afford. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, mansion, but I mean, we had a house. You know, I was a first-time homeowner, and, you know, and all the story that I was telling myself that we could do this, we couldn't even afford it. I think we had to borrow the money even for the down payment, you know, and in trying to put the facade on, you know, the belief that I would be happy if only I was married and had this family and I became a homeowner and all these things. And in the middle of that belief and holding so strong to that belief that somehow my self-worth and who I was somehow tied to these external conditions. So real. I mean, I was 26 years old. I would have never considered a different path at that point in my life that would bring me happiness. I mean, this was supposed to be the dream, right? This was supposed to be the dream. So when you find yourself sitting in a hospital room and your significant partner's overdosed, and in your home is riddled with alcoholism and drug addiction, it's kind of a wake up call for some of us, you know, and it's a different wake up call for all of us. But in that moment, a belief that was really uprooted for me in a split second was when I just heard the message come through as I hung my head at the end of that bed and just for the first time asked something for help. I didn't know who that was. I didn't know what that was. I just knew I needed help, because at that point of a journey, when you got a belief that has totally wrecked and demolished your life, there's pure desperation. You know, and I'm just sitting there with my head hung and you know, say, help. And all I heard that come back was, well, nothing's going to get better until the drink and the drug go away. Didn't feel like that was my voice, because my voice was saying drink and drug all day long to tolerate this belief that is no longer serving me, right? So there's those moments where we have that clarity that this just ain't working no more. Like, I just cannot do this. And we hit this level of despair. And, you know, in sometimes the house just has to come tumbling down. Like, everything has to break for us to wake up. You know, the desire for me and to do a show like this and to talk about emotional recovery in the raw, my desire is that somebody out there would hear this message and understand that you don't have to go to the depths of despair to uproot a belief that is no longer serving you. You don't have to go to hospital rooms and jails and institutions or even divorce or, you know, all these things that we sometimes find or obesity to the point of being in a hospital. You know what I'm getting at? Like health problems where we just demolish our body because of these beliefs that we're carrying. And so in my hopes in a show like this is that somehow I'm able to reach maybe even one or two people and just let them have a little wake up call that it's really just about establishing a new belief in yourself. And a belief about something that you're perceiving that is no longer serving you. And so we have these core beliefs, you know, the big one. And then the big core belief to me, even back then, you know, if I'm reflecting, like literally reflecting in this moment, if I had to go back to that time in the hospital room and say, what was the core belief? The core belief that I've been hanging on to was that I could do it all. I could drink like a normal person. I could smoke pot like a normal person. I could be married like a normal person. I could have kids like a normal person. Like I was holding on to this belief that if I just did all these things like a normal person, that I would find satisfaction and happiness. And in one moment of clarity, it was clear that that belief wasn't working no more. So we talk about these monumental beliefs. It's like that monumental belief was no longer working. And so underneath that belief was a ton of small ones that were kind of going in there. So let me go to another example. So let's say you got this core belief. And let's say your core belief is that human nature is inherently evil. People are evil. You know, full confession. This is kind of funny. Full confession. I'm in my therapy appointment this last week and I'm talking about something. And I say, what comes out of my mouth is something like, if you let people take, they'll take. And my therapist said, not all people. And she caught me, not all people. And I had to take a step back and check myself. You know, I had to check myself in that moment because she caught it. You know, she caught what I said. And so let's say that you believe that human nature in its entirety, at the core of it, people are evil. It's just inherently evil. So what happens when you have that type of belief? What happens? Well, you're drawn to events that support and reinforce that belief. So suddenly you go to the grocery store and you look over and somebody cuts in line. Well, it's because they're evil. They're rotten. You're in traffic and somebody cuts you off in traffic. Well, you notice that. And well, of course they cut you off because, well, human nature, they're evil. Everything that begins to happen to you, you know, whether you're consciously telling yourself that that's the belief, and remember, this is just a hypothetical, but pretty soon you start noticing things around you that support that belief that inherently, you know, human nature is evil. And then pretty soon you find yourself collecting data. Maybe you're online. Maybe, you know, you're checking out stuff online and everything that you're witnessing online and social media or on TV or in newspaper, mag, whatever, is supporting the idea that everybody's negative and that everybody has an ulterior motive. You know, you're the skeptical one out there. You're the skeptical one that always goes to the doubt versus, you know, you're the half empty cup person instead of the half full cup person. And maybe at the top of that, at the core, maybe the core of that actually is that you just don't trust people. So now, you know, at this core, this big core belief that inherently everybody's evil, you're somebody who has problems trusting people, maybe, right? Do you see where this is going? And so ultimately, when you think about those type of things, you get this core belief, and underneath it's all these subsidiary beliefs. There's all these attractions that are going on to this belief. I mean, when I was in my drug and alcohol addiction, you could not have told me that what I was doing was not appropriate. You could not have told me that I was drinking like an alcoholic. And so for, you know, and I'll just throw this out there right now. If you're suffering with somebody in your life right now who suffers from alcoholism and addiction, and you're curious why they can't get it, because on the inside, it's like, you're not going to tell me that because I feel that I've got a handle on this. The idea or the belief that I would live a sober life is so foreign to me that I would never even think of picking it up most of the time, right? Because remember, I'm attracting all these things that justify it. So, all right. So why would it be? So you get these core beliefs and you wake up one day and you say to yourself, I'm just not that happy. You know, I'm just not that happy. And you're wondering, you know, what's going on? Well, you know, sometimes I think last week's show, I may have talked a little bit about mediocrity and how we begin to settle and we start to just kind of do the same routine over and over. So what does the same routine being done over and over give you? It gives you support of your beliefs. If you are not seeking new people to hang out with, new experiences to have, new travels to take on, if you're not experiencing a challenge to yourself on a regular basis, well, guess what? You're supporting beliefs that have been around probably for a long time. I mean, we wonder why do people get bored in life? You know, what is it they call a midlife crisis, right? Midlife crisis. Arguably, I could have had a professional midlife crisis 4 years ago, which is why I'm sitting here in front of you today. Let's call that a midlife crisis. So what would happen there? Well, let's just say I started my professional life arguably in my early 20s. So by my mid 40s, I find myself kind of miserable in what I'm doing. Well, guess what? I've been carrying a belief pattern, professional belief pattern that really stopped working. And so I'm waking up on a regular basis thinking to myself, this is kind of miserable. And these people around me aren't doing it the way I think they should do it. And I'm starting to question things. And I'm starting to wonder why things aren't going the way I want them to go. Well, I'm operating on old beliefs that no longer serve me. If you're watching today and you're asking yourself, I don't really know if this relates to me, but then you look in those four key areas. You look at your health and you find out if your health is serving you. You look at your relationships, both casual, intimate, and you ask yourself, are those serving me? Am I enjoying them on a fantastic level? You look at your finances. Am I experiencing my finances in a satisfactory way? Am I currently financially secure? Do I constantly feel insecure about it? And professionally, do I like what I'm doing every day with my time? Am I earning money in the way that I want to earn money? I mean, whatever those are. And if you look at all those, if you look at those four categories and you come back with one of those categories that's not serving it up for you, well, that's what we're going to talk about when I come back. That's what we're going to talk about. How do you identify the belief that's not serving you? And then later on in the show, we're going to be talking about what you can do to uproot that belief. Because at the core of it, you know, There's stuff there. You know, I couldn't help but the irony of sitting here in this hotel room and thinking about how many beliefs I had to uproot to be sitting here. And you all have the same life experiences. You all have the same life experiences as I do. So maybe it's time to uproot a belief. I don't know. But we're going to take a short break. I will be back and I will start talking about how do you identify the beliefs in order to pull them up, uproot them, change them, do whatever you got to do, have a brand new experience. All right, we'll be back.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Hey everyone, Susan Dene, welcome back. If you are just now joining me, I am talking about beliefs, the power that they have over us, uprooting a belief that is no longer serving you, hopefully being able to identify beliefs that are no longer serving us before we burn the house down. And my story in the first segment was simply about my a moment of clarity I had before I got sober 20 years ago. And how, you know, the beliefs had no longer been serving me, but I couldn't see it at all until absolutely devastating things had to happen. And devastating things wake us up. The goal, I would like to think, at least for me today, and hopefully for you, is that I don't have to burn the house down every time I want to have a new experience in my life. If I can take my own personal awareness, my own personal inventory often enough, hopefully I'll be able to pick away at beliefs early on in the show before everything just goes bottoms up. So that's what we're talking about today. So as I was returning here, I was thinking to myself, how do you, and I ended the last segment presenting this you with this question, how do you identify a belief is the cause of the problem you are struggling with? Well, I can tell you, if you've got a problem that's reoccurring in your life, there most likely is a headbutt that you're making with a belief of yours. Because ultimately, if you believed differently, you'd be having a different experience. Now, that's easy for me to say. And trust me, from my own personal experience, it's not always easy to identify. You see, we form the fabric of our experience through our own beliefs and our own expectations. Everything that you're experiencing today is a result of your own experience. It's your own perception. It's your own fabric of belief that you have created for yourself. And I guarantee you, you've got a ton of good stuff going on. You've probably got a ton of wonderful things in your life. Your personal ideas about yourself and the nature of reality will affect your thoughts and your emotions, right? So let me say that again. Your personal ideas about yourself and your reality will absolutely affect your thoughts and your emotions. So ultimately, you know, I've been saying this a lot lately, like at the end of the day, and you guys have heard this analogy, at the end of the day, when life transitions, you know, how I like to put it, when life transitions to the other side, There's nobody coming with me. There's nobody coming with you. It's me and that experience, right? Like, that's it. It's show's over for this experience for me. But at the end of the day, that's the way that goes. And so any experience that I'm having, oh, Dr. Rosie, I got to have her back on the show. Dr. Rosie made a fantastic share when we were on the show about a month or so ago, where she was talking about people just don't want to be responsible. Because responsibility for our experiences, really? You mean I really have to be responsible for this thing in my life that I just feel really judgmental about, or that I'm really fighting and I'm hanging on to? Like, I got to be responsible enough to change that up. So you mean when I'm yelling at the kids and I'm going crazy, or I'm overspending at the, you know, at the store, or I'm complaining about my significant partner, or I'm eating everything in front of me. You mean I got to be responsible enough to change that up? Yeah, you do, because your personal ideas about yourself and your experience, it's unique to you, but it's affecting your thoughts and it's affecting your emotions. So that's where we're going. So what's a sign of belief is no longer serving you? I'll give you a couple things that you may have thought if a belief is no longer serving you. Suddenly you have an intuitive knowing, or you might find yourself thinking or saying something just ain't right. You might describe it as an off feeling, like something just isn't right about this. So that's one. Something just isn't right. Something doesn't feel right. Intuitively, you know, on the inside, sometimes we'll say you might feel it with your gut, but something's not right. There's something conflicting about what you're feeling and experiencing. Something's just not right. Another one is you're in a cycle of a situation that is completely miserable for you. Now, this can go on for a long time. I've got a couple examples. I think my whole life could be one big example for this show. So I will share with you when I was professionally just hit my point of I can't move forward with this particular career. There was a moment when I had I want to be careful about how I say this. And then part of me just wants to just say it. You know, I'm thinking about a lot of stuff that's out in the world today and things that people are really fighting to have a voice around. But there were a couple moments where it became really apparent to me that the environment that I was in professionally, my therapist told me to look up the word patriarch. And so I did. And that was after working there for a very long time. And what happened in that moment is, although I had not been happy, like really going in and feeling creative and wanting to show up and do my best, like that old person, the old beliefs that had driven me into this career, the beliefs on production, the beliefs on, overachieving, the beliefs around money and how much money I made and what value that was to me, in all of that had stopped working for me. But way before she told me to look up patriarch, but that stuff had stopped working for me. And so there was like all these subsidiary beliefs, right? Like I was talking about last segment. And so when she said that to me, you know, suddenly it became very apparent, like all of a sudden the pieces of the puzzle all fit together. And not to say that that was responsible for it, but it was kind of like the icing on the cake. It was the icing on the beliefs. It was like, oh my God. But what had been occurring was every day I was going in, I was feeling, I wasn't satisfied. I just wasn't satisfied. So if there's a belief in your life that you need to identify, there's probably, you're in a cycle of an unsatisfied experience and it continues to happen. And you might be feeling like I remember saying many days, like, am I depressed? Am I suffering from depression? And coming from my background in recovery and knowing a lot of stuff around all of that, I'd be like, you know, I don't know, maybe I don't want to admit it, but am I depressed? For me, it wasn't that. I was living a belief that was no longer serving me. I can tell you, another belief that came up around the professional stuff is when, you know, because I do this stuff, right? I'm always reading or digging into something, but I knew that I felt stuck. So if you have a belief that is not serving you, or you, or you're like really hungry for a new experience, you might describe it as you feel stuck. The ultimate, right? I feel stuck. I'm stuck in a marriage. I'm stuck at a job. I can't lose this weight. You hearing me? Like, I'm stuck. And so I was already saying that, and I knew that I was saying that. I was aware, like, God, there's, you know, I always like to say sometimes in recovery, we just lose the ability to be really in denial for very long. Like, sometimes I just wish denial could be an option for me. It's not. It's probably why I do this show. But I remember, as I was aware that it was no longer working, I kind of did my own, like, I wonder, I didn't kind of, I did. What belief am I hung up on? You know, where is it at? And what came through for me, you know, as I kind of, you know, I looked at the background, how I, you know, I went all, you know, I just kind of went backwards, how I was raised. I wasn't doing a total analytical dive into, you know, I wasn't trying to revisit trauma. I was really looking back on my parents and trying to really take a third party perspective as unbiased as possible, right? Like really putting myself through that exercise. And so what I came back with was, my dad for years told a story. And this is a man I highly respected. I was like a best friend growing up. So, you know, dad was on a pedestal, but he had told a story for years that he was unable to be an architect because the money that he had been sending home when he was in the reserves had been spent by family members. And so he had an obligation to put a roof over his kids' heads, put food on the table, right? Well, I'm a divorced woman. Now I'm remarried. But back then, you know, I worked many years as a single woman in between, and I just took responsibility for my kids. And so I was never willing to risk stepping outside that box. So I had a belief that I would do anything and everything for my girls. And I'll be damned if I was going to risk putting them, you know, in any type of situation. So I had this belief that really I carried way past its expiration date. And you know, it takes what it takes for some of us to uproot these beliefs. But if you have a place where you're like, you know, something doesn't feel right, something's just off, probably got a belief that's not working. If you're saying the words, I feel stuck, I can't get past this, probably got a belief that's not working for you. Another one that would be really apparent to you is, what if, I think I might be coming. Am I already coming to, I am already coming time to my break. Here's one real quick. What if you have vitality, strength, and clarity in one area of your life, but then in this other area, it's like, what? So even when I was professionally questioning things, my personal relationship, my intimate relationship with my husband was outstanding, right? So got this contrast. And so I'm during the day, kind of miserable, kind of like this ain't working. But come home from work, things are absolutely fantastic. So you, in those key areas of life, you might be experiencing a contrast. And you're wondering, you know, oh, please just, here's the thing. If I was, I did a social media post on this about, if gratitude is becoming your Band-Aid, it'll only temporarily work for so long. And I'm just going to add to that post, if you're still believing the same thing. So like, if I came home and said, oh, I'm so grateful I have a husband, and I'm so grateful I have a, you know, this wonderful relationship, so therefore it's justifying my misery professionally. You following me? If you have a contrast that's going on, that could be an indication that in one of those areas, something's not working. All right. So when we come back, so now that we've talked about how do you identify it, and I might even add to this one a little bit more after I come back from break. But now, how are you with being uncomfortable with uprooting that thing? Because once you uproot a belief and you take on a new way of living, there's going to be some uncomfortableness involved, and you got to be up for that. So, all right, we will be back here shortly, and we will be talking about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable of uprooting a belief. All right, be back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome back to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show. My name is Susan Dene, and we are talking about uprooting beliefs that no longer serve you today. I've gone everywhere from, talking about a blanket belief versus subsidiary beliefs. The example I used in the very beginning of the show was simply, maybe an example of a blanket belief is human nature is evil. And then the subsidiary beliefs that, would come into play to support that might be things that you find yourself seeking. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, and of course they do, because my belief is that everybody at the core is evil. Or somebody at the grocery store steps in front of you and doesn't notice you standing there. Well, of course they do that, because I believe that everybody's got an ulterior motive. I'm the skeptical person, and I don't trust people because ultimately at the end of the line, they're all out to get me. I mean, there's like this belief, right? It's an overall belief that would cloud everything else. So I talked a little bit about that, and ultimately how the big core beliefs, those tend to be the ones that are the blanket beliefs. Those tend to be the ones that when we uproot those, amazing things can follow. And I shared a little bit about my personal experience in sobriety. And I shared another one in the second half of the second segment about the professional beliefs that had to start to get uprooted in order for me to make a significant change professionally for myself. And then I went into a little bit, how do you identify when a belief is no longer serving you? And that's where I was wrapping up before we went to break. A couple of the things that I mentioned was you have a feeling that things just aren't right. Something's not settling with you. You have an intuitive knowing. You find yourself saying, just something's off. There's probably a mini conflict there. Maybe that's a subsidiary belief that's not sitting with you. Another one is you're in a cycle in one particular area of your life. And I always like to divide them up. In one of those areas, you're in this cycle of misery. Like you find yourself really drawn to negative thinking around it, or you found yourself using the words, I feel stuck. I feel stuck. That might be a sign that a belief is no longer serving you. And then what was the last one I used? I had one more. Hang on one second. I'm gonna look at my notes real quick. Oh, you've got your key areas of life. So you've got your finances, your career, your relationships, and your health. And let's say you've got this really big contrast. One is going fantastic for you. And then there's this other area that is just, it's sucking. It's just not moving. And the example I used is, professionally, when I was really struggling, I felt like I was trudging to just, find a new way. The contrast was my intimate relationship was fantastic. So, you know, coming home and feeling fantastic was really in a contrast of where I was every day when I went to work. And so when there's a contrast, when one area of beliefs and one area of your life is working really well, sometimes when the other one's not, it's like screaming at you. Well, that area that is screaming at you, that's feeling really unpleasant for long periods of time, you've got some core stuff going on there that probably needs a new experience and a new belief to be downloaded. And so, you know, so I'm just going to go with that. So let's say, you know, you find that area and you're realizing, okay, this is an area of my life that I really want to improve. I really want to change, but I just, you know, I don't know how. Well, there's a lot of things you can do. But I'm going to jump right into, let's use the example. So in the beginning of the show, I shared about, you know, early sobriety, and this is a great example, especially for those who are watching who may have been in recovery. Or even, let's just say divorce. We don't have to do sobriety. Let's just say divorce, or you go through one of those major life changes, bankruptcy, right? And suddenly it is so obvious to you that a change is needed that you begin to change. You begin to change. So I'm using the examples where it feels like life has forced you into this scenario. We're responsible for being there. But it feels like life has forced you into this scenario, and now you've got no choice but to move forward. No choice. Going back ain't an option no more. Life's moving forward. So if you just went through a divorce, which I have been through, it's traumatic. It really is traumatic. There might be a joyful divorce out there somewhere, but usually you've spent some significant time with somebody. You've aligned in your beliefs together for a period of time. Sometimes there's children involved. It is a dramatic shift in life. And so suddenly you wake up one day and you've got a whole new life in front of you, if this is the one we're using, or health or whatever. Well, what starts to happen is you need to make changes. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's going to be really uncomfortable for quite a while. That's why people don't just wake up every day and change. It's why we drag our feet. It's why we're willing to be miserable day in and day out and not confront the hard issues. Because if we confront the hard issues, well, that's going to be uncomfortable too. And which uncomfortableness do I want to live? Which one do I want to live? So the uncomfortableness is going to come when you're in the midst of changing a belief. I mean, trust me, I'm sitting here today doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm traveling right now. It's really cool to be able to talk to you guys from the laptop, do the show, all that great stuff. But if you think I arrived here because everything went my way or that it was easy, oh my God. I mean, we're talking beliefs that had to be uprooted and tolerated. And you guys know if you've been there. What's an area of your life where you have made a significant change and the uncomfortableness that you had to face day in and day out until that new routine, until new beliefs were established? I mean, alterations within your experience and behavior while in the midst of changing a belief, that's heavy sometimes. It is really, really heavy. You know, there's going to be points of stress. You know, when you're shifting a core belief and you're opening it up to look at that, it's going to be looking at the other little subsidiary beliefs too. And there is a point of stress that happens that sometimes you're going to ask yourself or say to yourself, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, I've had that with my experience. I don't know if I can do this. Like, I seriously wonder because everything feels foreign. I'd like to see in sobriety, you know, there's a point when we get sober. So you've got this like this alcoholic, drug addict, you know, actively using, drinking kind of personality. And then suddenly that person gets sober. And now, oh, look, life. Oh, look, relationships that are pissed off at me. Oh, look, money problems everywhere. Oh, look. And the cloud, you know, I mean, all of a sudden you're awakened to this reality of that you've been in a fog and drinking and drugging over for years, maybe. And suddenly you're waking up to a shitstorm. I mean, you just are. And you're thinking to yourself, I mean, people are like, well, why don't they just quit drinking? Well, you know, it's a lot more than about quitting drinking. I like to say the drinking and the drugging being put down is sometimes the easy part. The hard part is learning how to live and establish brand new beliefs about being a sober person and how to confront life on life's terms. That's where the tricky stuff kicks in. If you're gaining your health back, you know, this is such an easy one to use for everybody, but if you're learning to eat in new ways, and you know that is no easy task, you're having to reestablish beliefs. You're going to have to reestablish beliefs about how the body works, about how your body works. You have to reestablish beliefs about how your body is separate than maybe the mass out there. I mean, look how much information we have on health these days. I mean, you can pick from 20 million different diets, and then you can talk about au naturel foods, and you can talk about, you know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And so you have to find all these new beliefs in order to support the health habits that are going to serve you. And that can feel really overwhelming, and it can feel really intimidating when we go out. So when we go out and we start doing and living in a new way. So we experience these points of stress, and in the middle of a point of stress, you may have an inability of knowing what the next thing is to do. And I remember, so I got sober in 2001 and I was married at the time we were married. And I remember within that first, I think I finally got willing to work with a sponsor at about a year and a half sober. So in the recovery world, working, it's like a mentor, right? We talk about coaches. I mean, this is why I'm such a believer in a life coach and, you know, whatever you want to do, emotional elevation coach. This is why, because until we reach out for new perspective, we really are stuck with our own. And so how am I going to establish new beliefs if I don't even know what's on the buffet, right? Like, I don't even know. I would call my sponsor, and probably about a year and a half, 2 years clean. And, you know, I'm in this marriage, we're coming through addiction and alcoholism. I mean, if you've gotten sober and you and your husband at the same time, or you and your partner at the same time, oh my God, woo, it's something to hang on to. But I would call her and I would say, yeah, I'd give her some scenario. And I go, I don't know what to do. Like, do I say this or do I not say this? Like, I didn't trust myself anymore. And when, if you are in a place in your life where you are struggling in one of those areas, and you have come to a point where you can readily admit that you don't trust yourself anymore, you've hit the sweet spot of humility. And humility is where the growth will begin for you. But that is a great sign, as painful as that point of stress is, when you are willing to admit and you have come to that area of your life where you can no longer keep doing it the same way, that you are willing to ask somebody for direction and help and guidance because you just don't know what the hell you're doing no more. Suddenly you wake up and you start having brand new experiences because you become willing to do it differently. You become willing to take in a new perspective for yourself. But there is going to be a lot of stress when these beliefs start to get uprooted. And when you become aware of the beliefs, I mean, once that belief in, let's just say, the health area starts to be uprooted, you ever do this? You start to change your health around and you start eating differently and you become really aware of everything on the menu that you really shouldn't eat. And you become aware of how many calories and what the fat count content is. And oh my God, I thought when I started finding out of the details of ingredients in food, I thought that was going to send me over the edge. I felt like I couldn't eat anything. And so points of stress. So you have your points of stress. You're embracing the struggle with uprooting a belief. And so what's all this for? What is all this for? Like why is this all worth the work? Why is it worth the work? So when we come back from break, our final break, I'm going to talk about what is the payoff? What is the payoff of uprooting these beliefs, of identifying them, of facing the points of stress, of getting through the struggle, of living in humility that feels like it's forced upon you? What is the payoff? That's what I'm going to talk about when we come back, because if there's not a payoff, why would we keep moving forward? All right, so we will be back here shortly and we will talk about the payoff.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com. Susan Denae, thank you for joining me today on the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where I like to talk about emotional recovery in the raw. Our emotions are directly related to the thoughts, to our feelings, to our beliefs, and that is today's topic, beliefs and uprooting beliefs so that we can live a satisfied life, a happy life, a joyous life. And that's what I'm going to be talking about to wrap up the show today. I ended the last segment talking about, why is it important to do this? Why would I want to dig in and uproot some stuff? Why would I want to actually transform my life in some of these areas? Like what's the payoff to that? Well, what's the payoff to not doing it? Right? How long, when I thought the day I woke up, I was 9 months pregnant. It was in the morning, my marriage, I was 6-7 years sober. My marriage wasn't doing so hot. And I was just hanging on everything I could to hang on to that marriage. And, what I thought of that morning was, I just don't want to do it this way for another 18 years. Cause I was pregnant with my youngest. Like, I can't do it this way for another 18 years. That was one of my moments, right? When we have those moments of clarity about things. For me, I went and I stayed but I did work. I did work on myself. I did work on the marriage, hoping that everything would work out. Unfortunately, it didn't. It didn't work. I mean, as far as we didn't stay married, everything eventually did work out. But the payoff of staying was not as great as the payoff of going. And that was the moment of truth I had to have when I finally decided where the direction I had to take in that relationship. I had the same one professionally. When I thought, I told you about my therapist having me look up that word. That hit a core when she said, look up, you know, patriarch. And I remember, I don't know why it screamed at me that day. Have you ever had that moment when somebody speaks truth to you and it just screams at you? You can't go back. There's something that gets triggered. I remember I was in my she shack, which is usually where I record this show. I get off the call with her. I look up the word. She told me to wait. It was kind of a delicate session. She tells me to wait. I'm not going to wait. So I look up and you think I would know the definition of this, but I needed to see it. And as I read it, the download of truth that came of what, not about anybody else either. So I want to be real careful with how I put this, not because I'm worried about hurting nobody's feelings, but the truth of what was happening was I had to really take a look at me and the behaviors that I had been tolerating and signing up for because I didn't believe I could do differently. And that moment of truth, I had to get up out of that shack. I took my ass to Starbucks. I sat outside by myself, cell phone shut off. And I just sat there, it was a sunny day, and I just sat there outside watching people go in and out of the grocery store, watching cars drive by, and just in almost like this reality of, you got to do this, like you're done. Like there's no more going back, that there's no more living this way. Like there's a truth here that you're just, you can't deny no more. So why do all that? Why continue with an ongoing effort to look within? Why continue to personally grow? You know, why do that? Well, because the payoff of vitality, the payoff of vibrancy, the payoff of living in your creativity, the payoff of feeling freedom, here's the best one. Here's the best one. The payoff of living within your integrity, that you know exactly what you're doing is exactly what you deserve. It's who you are. It's your core. It's your being. God, that's the payoff. And when we're living anything other than that payoff, we are shorting ourselves. We are not, you know, people talk about live your passion. Shit, live your creativity. That's what the living is all about. Live in who you are. Live in the alignment with your integrity. That is where that's at. It's when I make a decision or you make a decision to live by my own rules, my own satisfactions. That's what the payoff is. And all these beliefs that I picked up along my way, the beliefs that you pick up along your way, I mean, hello, it is about being highly influenced from those and people around us who are just doing them. You're just doing you. You're just influencing people. I'm influencing people. We're just doing us. But I have to take responsibility for me. I have to take responsibility for what I'm choosing to be influenced by, right? Because if I'm making all my decisions based on everybody else's opinions, or I'm basing all my opinions on the way I think this happiness thing is supposed to work, but it's coming from beliefs that were handed down to me from my family or from the examples put in front of me, dude, I'm losing. I'm selling myself short. It's when you tap into that power that's within you to truly live your creativity, to live the vibrance. I mean, that is the payoff. Hell, you think think about any time you've walked through something challenging, any time that you've picked yourself up and carried on. Think about that. How many obstacles did you overcome and how much better about you did you feel? How many times have you reflected back and be like, God, I didn't know I was that strong. You know, how many times have you said to yourself, if you would have told me, you know, 5 years ago that I'd be sitting here right now, I would have said, you're crazy. I mean, have you had those stories of experience that you know, those are the moments. Those are the moments when you reflect back. And so you ask yourself, I ask you, what is the payoff? The payoff is living your authentic self. The payoff is tackling those things that you are built to tackle, right? And all I'm talking about is tackling a belief. That's all. That's it. A belief. When is the last time you've challenged yourself to look at your beliefs around any of those four areas? And if it's been a while, right? Take a look. See what you find. Seek some outside guidance. Ask your family members or your friends or anybody around you, what do you really, this will take some courage though, I will tell you, but what do you really think about how I'm doing when I'm around you? So when I bring my energy into the room with you, how does that feel for you? Is it rewarding? Is it negative? Is it stressful? I had a time when my stepdaughter at the time, I took her back to, so I'm in the Washington area. I took her back to Nebraska. I think I might've been four years clean, clean and sober. It was probably around like that 5-6 year mark, because I was talking about when my moment of clarity around having to get a divorce. But so somewhere in that sweet spot of, you know, trying to maintain everything, make everything look pretty. But I took her back to Nebraska with me, and we stayed with a friend of mine, a best friend in high school. And we stayed at her cabin at the lake. And I just had a fantastic time. I mean, they drank, I didn't drink, didn't matter. But my stepdaughter was with me. And so we had this fantastic trip. We get home, and I don't know when she said it, but she looked at me and she said, "I didn't know you could be like that." And I kind of like, "What do you mean you didn't know I could be like that? I've never seen you so happy, so joyful, laughing like that." This reality settled in that the person I've been bringing home was not the person who was lighthearted and having a fantastic time in Nebraska. So what's the payoff? Well, the payoff is you can have rewarding relationships, vitality. You can live within your creativity. This is who you are. Your authentic self is waiting for you to show up, do the work. And having said that, it's a wrap. I am done. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can check out the website at SusanDenee.com. Or you can see me on Facebook or Instagram at Susan Denee. Once again, Susan_Denee, DENEE. Other than that, have a fantastic day. Enjoy the journey, because you are worth it. That's a wrap.
You have been listening to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
And my name is Susan Denee. We are identifying, understanding, and treating your crazy one episode at a time. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me or Growth Spurt Your Life, please visit SusanDenee.com. That's Susan Denee, DENEE.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.